We are up to mitzvah number 50. There are no mesechtas to finish in Sefer HaChinuch, so I guess 50 is a landmark of sorts. So Baruch Hashem, as we continue in Parshas Mishpatim. So mitzvah 50 is mitzvahs beis din laharog b'sayiv hamechuyav. This is the second one we had already a couple of days ago. A mitzvah upon bezdin to put people to death through chenek. Today the mitzvah is for bezdin to put people to death, those who are chayiv sayiv, those who are chayiv beheading. Shenis tavinu laharog ha'ovrim al ksas mitzvahs atorah b'sayiv. Bezdin for certain Averos. What are those Averos? The Rambam says, two Averos. Two Averos are Chayiv Saif. Number one is a murderer, Rotzeach, and number two is Ir Hanidachas, the people who worship Avodah Zarah, are convinced to worship at Avodah Zarah, and most of the city worship the Avodah Zarah, mitzvah later on in the Torah. Those two, their city is burned, but they are Chayiv Saif. So those are the two Ovrim that are Chayiv Saif. They said in Hanikra L'Rabboseinu Zal Hereg, that is called Hereg in the Chazal, V'himisakawa, it's one of the two lighter misos, U'mikomakom chenakawa yosemimena. But it's not what we paskin, it's the third in going from stringency to leniency. The most kal is chenek, and the second most kal is saif. V'yecha menamum sebemisazu, and if somebody is killed with this misa, who is one of the people that are killed with this misa? That's the psukim. The source for this halacha is at the beginning of Mishpatim. Hamaka avdo afilu kanani. If somebody kills their eved kanani, which an eved kanani is, as we know, somewhere in between being non-Jewish and being Jewish, and if he kills that eved, v'hu shemeis tachas yado, he dies under his hand, which we'll talk about what that means in a second, he is chayiv saif. Shneamar nakom yinakem, we will be revenged from him, uba pirish yereg makeo basayif. He is chayiv saif. The Torah describes this right after Sheni in Mishpatim, v'chiyak ish as avdo es amaso bashevet, if somebody kills their eved or their Amma Shivcha Kananis with a staff, with a stick, Umeis Tachas Yado, Nakom Yinakem. And he dies under his hand. What does that mean? We'll see in the next pasuk. Nakom Yinakem, we take revenge from him, and he is put to death by Saif. Ach im yom o yomayim ya'amod, but if it takes him a day or two, which Chazal Darshim, more than 24 hours after the hit, for him to die, lo yukam ki kasbahu, then the kama is not taken. This pashtus is a gzeiras hakasef. Usually we know the law is by a murderer. If somebody, Reuven murders Shimon, even if Shimon dies 2 weeks later, but it's from the inflicted wound by Reuven, so Reuven's chayim misa. Doesn't matter how long it takes for the person to die. If we could ascertain that the Ritzicha was because of him, so he's Chayim Misa. Special Gzeiras HaKasav here in the context of an Eved Kanani. By an Eved Kanani, if the Eved only dies more than 24 hours later, Yomo Yomayim, so then the master is not put to death. And what is the reason given in the Torah? Lo Yukam Ki Kaspohu. Because after all, the Eved belongs to the person. What belongs to the Adon. What does that mean? So, again, ultimately it's Gzeiras HaKasav. The Ksav HaKabbalah tries to give a little svara for this. What is this? And that is, and he bases it, we'll see in a second, on a Rambam. After all, if a master has an Eved Kanani, it might be that he encourages him a little bit. And he's allowed to be physical with him a little bit. The problem is, this guy went too far. This guy went above and beyond, obviously gave him a makah shel ritzicha. So we're going to punish him, but there has to be some sort of understanding that, he was at fault, but if we could create a type of suffix, meaning it's more than 24 hours later, he didn't die on the spot, more than 24 hours later, and he started out by hitting him in a normal, acceptable way somewhat, so therefore, he's not going to be put to death. Again, it's still somewhat challenging, but that's a start of an answer. He started hitting him with a shavit, which is usually what a person would say, hit it at a kanani with. He just didn't watch what he was doing, so that's more pshia. We're not going to put somebody to death for pshia. But he said, where does he get this from? This idea that it might be because, after all, if he started off by doing it and it wasn't so bad, he just went overboard, so then we're not going to put him to death. He gets it from a Rambam. The Rambam says, Yireli, Again, whenever the Rambam says Yir Ali, we know he's saying his own Svara. It's not based on a earlier source. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid of Hilchas Rotzeach, Yir Ali, Shehamake es Avdo Bisakin, Visayif, O Be'evan Ve'egrof. If the master did not touch him, what did the Torah say? Shevet, a staff. But if he punched him, or if he hit him with a sword, or with a knife, even if he dies a week later, even if he dies a year later, says the Rambam, he's killed for it. Ne'eragalav. Because the whole Svara, what's the Svara? Year later, the Rambam doesn't explain why, but the Tzava Kabbalah says, the whole Svara here of the Patur of post-24 hours is because, you know, it's a certain relationship where some Hakka is acceptable, but this guy obviously went overboard. But if he used a knife, if he used a sword, that's not acceptable, even from the beginning, even from the start. And therefore, says the Tzava Kabbalah, right on our Pasuk, based on the Rambam and Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalid, that he's going to be killed. The Rambam ends off, L'kach nemer b'shevet, shlo nitna Torah reshus l'hakoso ela b'shevet, umako v'ritzua v'chayotze b'hen, v'lo b'hakaas ritzicha. Not with a sharper instrument, but that's the Rambam. Very important Rambam, and that's what the Ksav HaKabbalah says is the basis for the heter, and therefore the limitation of the heter. Interesting to note the words that the Torah used in this case. In the case where he dies within 24 hours. What's the words? If somebody hits the Rebbe and he dies within 24 hours, Nakom Yinakem, which literally means we take revenge. That's not usually a midah that the Torah looks highly on. Right? We're going to learn later on in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Sikom, do not take revenge. And yet here it says, at the end of the Tchinah quotes it, at the end of the first paragraph, Nakom Yinakem, you should revenge. So again, the Ksav HaKabbalah, once I had it open, I saw. The Ksav HaKabbalah says, Nakom Yinakem doesn't always mean take revenge. Nakom Yinakem could, in a wider sense, mean Mida Kenegan Mida. We do to him what he wanted to do, or what he did to somebody else. And he says it's Beduyuk in Unkelis. If you look at Unkelis on Lo Sikom later on, don't take revenge, he translates it as Lo Sikom. But if you look right here, what does Unkelis say on Nakom Yinakem? Says, Unkelis Isdana Yitdan. He will be judged as he wanted to judge. Meaning, Mida Kenegan Mida. So Nakom Yinakem here doesn't mean literally being vengeful. Rav Hirsch goes one step further and says, no. Maybe the Torah is just being emphatic here. Because normally, when somebody, Rachman al-Islan, is killed, there are Goalei Hadam. There are relatives that will stand up for him, that will fight for him. If it was Bishogeg, they'll have the right to kill him, unless he was to a near Miklad. There are Goalei Hadam that will come to the rescue and the defense of this relative, of this victim. But here we're talking about an Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani is a ger. He or she is half Jewish. They're on their way of breaking the ties with their non-Jewish relatives. So there's no other Goalei Hadam here. So the Torah says, don't worry, Klal Yisrael is going to take care of it. Nakom Yinakem. That's the emphatic Lashon to teach us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes this very seriously, and he will, and Klal Yisrael will take care of it. Okay, so that is the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah upon Beis Din of Saif. Remember, we mentioned this already in Mitzvah Mem Zayim, when we spoke about Chenek. It is very, very rare that Beis Din puts anybody to death. It's very rare. Once every 7 years. Once every 70 years. Right? What does the Gemara even say? 40 years before the Churban HaBayis. But Israel stopped, the Sanhedrin stopped judging Dinei Nefashos. Because there were so many Rotzchim around. It was such a terrible time. They said, we can't handle it. So they stopped judging Dinei Nefashos. Again, but it was very, very rare that this took place. But the mitzvahs are there to teach us. The mitzvahs are there to teach us the severity of the act. Continues the Chinuch. Kfar kasavti l'mala. I've already said above, and we said we're going to talk about it right here. So that's what we're going to do. Shehar Ramban zalo yimna arba mitzvahs bezin la arba mitzvahs kamo haRambam. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Chinuch following the Rambam counts four separate mitzvahs. Four mitzvahs upon Beis Din, Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek. This is the second one we're doing right now. Four separate mitzvahs upon Beis Din to put people to death. The Ramban says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Where is this Ramban? The Ramban is in Shoresh Yud Dalid, in the last Shoresh, at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam in that Shoresh discusses counting different parts of mitzvahs. How do you combine? The Rambam says, well, you don't count every chiyuv skila separately, you count them all together. You don't count every chiyuv srefa separately, you count them together. But you count them, skila srefa harachenek, as four, says the Ramban. I don't understand. Once you're saying you count them together, put them all together. The Ramban says there's one mitzvah saseh. That mitzvah saseh is uvi'arta harami kirbecha. You shall root out evil from amongst your midst. And that includes all the chiva misa, says the Ramban, all the way at the end of his comments. Vahanira Elihu, this is it's on page Resh in the Frankel Sefer HaMitzvahs. Vahanira Elihu, shanachnu nitztavinu bimumasin kula mipasuk uviyata rami kerbecha. Ba'er osei ra'os mi Yisrael. Destroy and root out those who do evil. V'hu mitzvah zaseh shalahem. Avalaksuvim abon behem os you must, but everything else is details. How Bezin puts them to death? Do you stone them? Do you burn them? Do you behead them? That's all details. But the mitzvah zaseh on Bezin is one mitzvah. Root out evil. Uvi'arta hara mikerbecha. Everything else is details. Explains the mitzvah hamelach, what's the beer hamachlokes, what's the svara behind this machlokes of the Rambam who counts four separate mitzvahs asay versus the Ramban who counts one mitzvah asay, says the mitzvah hamelach, Rabbi Cement in his Sefer, he says the root, the ikar is, what's this mitzvah about? The second that a person kills, does he have a chiyuv misa on him, or does he have a chiyuv, whatever misa that he's chayiv, a chiyuv skila on him? How do we look at it? So he says, "Mashma milashan Ramban, de mashma de etzem achiyev b'kol chayvi misus bezdin husha yamus ve'inaf gemina be'ezah ofan." How bezdin kills the person that's chayev misa is a detail according to the Ramban. It's a detail that does not reflect something different about what is occurring and the chiyev. It's one chiyev v'yatar mikirbecha. Then the point is, get the guy dead. It's more result-oriented, according to the Ramban. According to the Rambam, no. Debaze etzem hachiyuv hu skila, ubaze etzem hachiyuv hu sreifa, v'chein kulam, v'chein savar ha-Rambam, dekol onesh ve'onesh, mitzvah befnei atzmahi, de'ein zerak mi prati din ha-bezdin, ela mi guf hachiyuv heim chalukim. That's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. And he says, I'll bring you a riot to the Rambam. That it's all separate. The Gemara says, on Daf Mem Gimel in Sanhedrin, it says by Skila, it says the word Evan, and it says the word Avanim. One time it says the word stone, and one time stone. So the Gemara says, why do you have to say both? Ikaz Rachwana Evan, if it only said the word Evan, I might have thought one stone, and if he doesn't die with one stone, okay, what could you do? That's why I have to say Avanim, that if he didn't die the first time, I'm going to throw more stones on him. What's the Havamina? That if he didn't die with one stone, you're not going to kill him? According to the Rambam, it fits beautifully. Because the Rambam, the Chiyuv is an act of stoning. The act of stoning. Ultimately, what's the Kamash Malan? The act of stoning until he kills him. But that was the Havamina. According to the Ramban, it's difficult. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah is just get the guy dead. So it's a very, he says, he thinks that Havamina, that Gemara, is a riot to the Rambam. But he says, let me tell you another Nafkamina. Let's say Bezdin kills him the wrong way. Bezdin kills him the wrong way. Or let's say, you know, a non-Dalin Mises. Anyway, do they get the mitzvah? So he says, a machloka to the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, there's a lechachila to kill each person in a specific way. Skilas rei v'erachenek. But tachlis, the mitzvah is about getting the guy dead. So if Bezin kills him in a different way, they didn't fulfill the lechachila, but they did the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, how Bezin kills is part and parcel of the mitzvah. And if they didn't do it that way, it could be they were mavata the mitzvah zaseh. Even if they kill him, but if they killed him the wrong way, it could be that they would not be mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, that's related to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs are counted here? But as we've said many times, the Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam's count, and therefore four separate mitzvahs. Okay, we continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, turning the page, Misharshei Mitzvah Zu, the shorish behind this mitzvah, as we mentioned, Sheratza HaKel La'akor Mitocha U'maso HaKadosha, Hashem wants to uproot from His holy nation, Roa Alev Achzarias HaGdola, the terrible brazenness and evil of spirit. V'yalkein Tzivsa, the Esra Hashem commanded, Shekol Mishi Yigbar Olav Kaz Gadol Kol Kach, if anybody gets very angry, Sheyakeh Kaz Maves Avdo, Shuba Beso V'ein Lo Moshiach, if you get, so you're like we started off, hitting your Evan in a normal way was acceptable in this context. But if your person gets so angry that they hit him a murderous hit, that person is Chayim Misa. Why? Avo Bicho Evan Kinyan Kaspo. The Ibn Esmamono, he's mine. What do you mean? He legally belongs to me. It doesn't matter, says the Torah. Afal Pikein Yehareg, he must be killed. Achar Shehigbir Kaso Al Nafshu Al Kach. He did not control his anger. V'din ro'i v'kasher hu, and this is a fitting din, mishpatei Hashem emes, sadku yachtav. Not controlling anger, says the Chinuch, is the root of this. We know the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Deos, that generally we're supposed to go the middle path. We're not supposed to give too much staka. We're not supposed to give too little staka. We're not supposed to be too jumpy. We're not supposed to be too lazy. Away from the two extremes. We constantly have to reassess and make sure we are being the best balanced personality that we can. We shouldn't be balchema noach. We shouldn't get angry too easily. We shouldn't get Lo yeh balchema noach lichos, lo kameshe no margish, lo benoni. Can't be too sensitive, can't be too unsensitive, v'chulu. But then the Rambam in Perek Bey says, and we've mentioned this, there are two exceptions to the rule. There are two exceptions that want us to go to the extreme. And that is, and they're connected, gaiva and kas. Gaiva being a big shot, arrogant person, and kas being angry. If somebody's a big shot, then they feel they can get angry. They're connected. But the Rambam says by those two, one has to go to the extreme. One can sometimes feign anger and fake it in order to instill fear if a parent is giving tochacha to a child. They could pretend that they're angry, which is a very, very high level. Very difficult to only have it on the outside, but not the inside. But on the inside, says the Rambam, we always have to be calm, cool, and collected. Even something that should get us angry, says the Rambam, we have to try to train ourselves not to get angry. If somebody wants to instill fear on a child, so then, v'ratza lichos aleim, yira'e atzmo b'fnehem shu kawes k'liyasram, make it appear like you're angry. But inside, v'tiyeh daito miyusheves b'ino levein ha'atzmo, ka'adam shu medame ish b'shas kasu v'ino kawes. It's like you're putting on a show. You're putting on a show. It's very challenging, but that's the goal. Because we have to root out anger as much as we can. And then he quotes the Chazal, kala kawes k'ilo oved avodazara. That's what anger does to a person. There's a fascinating Sefer Chassidim that's quoted by many of the Musar Sfarim relating to anger. It's in Chesar, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid writes in Tuf Reish Nun Hey. It's a story. Maisa beben Shekivet as Aved v'Yoser. There was a story that a son was machabed his father very much. And at the end of the father's life, the father says, I have one command for you. One thing I want you to do. What is it? Talin kas chalayla. Whenever you're angry, sleep on it. Don't act out of your anger. Talin kas chalayla. Okay, father died. What happens then? This young boy who had recently gotten married goes on a business trip. Halach l'medina sayam, and he left a pregnant wife. V'hu lo yada. He didn't realize that she was pregnant when he left. She must have just gotten pregnant. And he went away. V'ike baderech yamim v'shanim. It was away for years. Those days, sometimes you go away for years on a business trip. And he comes back to the city, and he came back at night, and he goes in to surprise his wife, and all of a sudden he sees his wife is in bed with a young man. And he takes out his sword, and he's about to stab them both. And he says, he remembered what his father said, Talin kas chalayla. So he says, okay, Talin kas chalayla. He went to sleep, and of course, as you could guess, the end of the story, he goes the next morning, and he realizes it was his son. It was his son who was sleeping next to his wife, and he was about to kill his son and his wife. And he says, Baruch Hashem she'atzar kasi, u'baruch avi she'tzivani la'atzar kasi laila echad, shelo haragti oscha ve'ez banai, v'samchu simcha gedola, v'asu mishta l'kol ha'manim soim, v'samchu harbi ma'od. Talin kas chalayla. That's the message of the Sefer Chassidim. And you can look more about kas in Orchas Tzadikim. He has a whole chapter on kas. How when we're bakas, we act in ways that our seichel doesn't work. Ki hakas motzi sichlo shel adam mikirbo, ad shemar bedivrei hakas v'nichnas b'machlokes. And somebody can't live with a kas on. It's a beautiful perek that we should chazer over and over again. Shar Shnei Masar, the 12th chapter of Orchos Tzadikim. Okay, continuing the Sefer Chinuch. So this is the root of this mitzvah is kas. V'dinia mitzvah. What are some of the halachas? Go din yomo yomayim. As we spoke about 24 hours, it's all explained in Baba Kama. The overall level of asabodin. If Bezdin has the opportunity to put this person to death and they don't, im yesh bo koach biyado bitel asay, if they could do it, they're mavatel and asay, and their onish is great, shegorim takalos l'bnei adam. They cause terrible takalos l'bnei adam if they don't put this terrible person who killed his slave, they don't take care of him. There is Once we're talking about Sayif and a murderer, it's important to talk about another halacha that is mentioned in a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. I'll quote it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam says, let's say there is a murder that everybody sees. Everybody sees this guy murdered, but there was only one witness that gave him asra. There was some problem with the case. I take that back. Let's say there was only one witness in the case. But everybody knows he ran into the house with a knife, and he comes back out, and he's bloody, and the guy's dead. Or let's say the Edom didn't see each other, Edus Miuchedes. There's some problem with the case. Maybe DNA, right? We'll have to talk about to see what the post can say about DNA. But is there any way, we know this guy murdered, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, you lock him up in jail. Put him in a kippah. There was something called a kippah in halacha. And that is, you put him in jail and you feed him the special type of barley, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. If the guy is chayiv, it'll be like the male sota. His stomach will blow up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that is only done by... I'm sorry, that's in Hilchas Nezikin. Where is it? Here, Rotzeach. Hilchas Rotzeach, says the Rambam. Ha-horig nefashos, v'lo ha-yusham edim. Row it, and that's what... Right, if he were Edim, then we would give him Sayif. But if there were none, Rowan Osoka Achaz, Roa Echad, Achara Echad, Oshaharg Bef Edim below Hasra, did he give him Hasra? Or the Edim were Huchash with the some minor details. Kol Elo Haratzchanim, Kotzen Osola Kippa, you put him in jail, Umachilon Osolechem, Sora Mayim Lachach, until their intestines start blowing up. That's the Rambam. And the Rambam continues, the Ein Osin Davar Zel Ashar Mechuvi Mises Bezdin, you don't do this for other Mechuvi Mises, only by murderers. Because murderers destroy society. This part of the Rambam we've quoted before. More than Avodah Zarah, more than Gilui Arayos, murderers destroy society. She'elu Avonos hein me'averish be'adam l'makom, aval shvichas damim me'averish be'adam l'chaveiro, v'chol mi she'ish b'yado avon zeh, hari hu rasha gomor. Ve'ein kal ha'mitzvah she'asa kal yomav shkulin k'neged avon zeh, nothing's going to save him if he's a murderer. And this says the Rambam, that's why we use kippah in order to protect society. If we know this guy's a murderer, he just got off on a technicality, Bezdin has the right to put him away, and if he's chayiv, which is what Bezdin thinks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. That's what the Rambam says here. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin that seems to say maybe we use it in other contexts as well, but we're not going to go into that steamer right now. You can look it up in Sanhedrin, Perak Yud Ches, Halacha Hei. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. Little more here. Just one other point. There is a fascinating discussion, if you want to look it up, Rabbi Bleich, in one of his Sfarim, Contemporary Halachic Problems, in the second volume, talks about capital punishment bizman hazeh. The Jewish view of capital punishment bizman hazeh. What does that mean? In the legal courts, we know a ben noach is chayiv misa, if he doesn't keep the shevet misa b'nei noach. So are the legal courts bizman hazeh, do they have the status of courts? Are they allowed to put somebody to death if they violate one of the shevet misa b'nei noach? So that is also a related topic that comes up. What does Judaism believe about capital punishment bizman hazeh? Okay, we're not going to go into it though. Feel free to look at it, and we will stop. We will continue tomorrow with the next mitzvah as we get into Baba Kama discussions.